Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. Go to digitalmarketingessentials.com.au to learn about our popular upcoming digital marketing workshops and become the leading real estate authority in your local market. I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks for listening. Just last week, I was honoured to be a part of Elite Agent Magazine's Transform program, a coming together of real estate professionals from around the country who had won the opportunity to be a part of the 12-week program with coaches on a range of topics. By the way, if you're not already an Elite Agent subscriber, I can't recommend it highly enough. For my session during Transform, I gave a presentation called The Social Property Manager. A little known fact about me is that I started my career in real estate as a property manager many years ago. So this presentation has always been quite close to my heart. I've always believed that one of the biggest challenges facing real estate professionals when it comes to winning attention from the community is the public perception of our industry. The social property manager is someone I believe has changed public perception in their community by delivering inherently helpful and radically transparent marketing. One of the examples that I often use in my presentations of a brand who fundamentally changed its perception by doing just as I've described is a small company that you may have heard of called McDonald's. Starting in Canada in 2012, McDonald's launched Our Food, Your Questions, where they set out to answer any question people had about their food. Questions like, is it really 100% pure beef? What's really in the chicken McNuggets? Or do you use pig fat in your soft serve ice cream? Nothing was left off the table, and chances are these are all questions we've probably wondered from time to time when it comes to McDonald's food. McDonald's opened up their website for anyone to freely ask any question they could think of. McDonald's would then respond with videos and infographics answering the questions that people had asked. They then posted the questions and answers on colourful billboards throughout multiple cities with the name of the person who asked the question as well as McDonald's response. By April 2013, the chain had answered 20,000 questions. The Our Food, Your Questions part of McDonald's website had gathered more than 2 million hits, and McDonald's said visitors are spending an average of 4.5 minutes engaging with the site and reading approximately 12 questions each. The campaign has since launched in other countries, including Northern America and here in Australia. And according to the Consumer and Business Insights Fast Track results, McDonald's have improved food quality perception scores across all key measures, including a 46% increase in the trust of their brand. When I was kindly asked by Elite Agent Magazine to deliver this presentation for their Transform program last week, I was thrilled to have countless real estate-specific examples of companies who, since 2014, when I first gave this presentation, have been fully committed to changing public perception in a big way and are winning the game of attention within their own communities. If you're not listening to this on our website, the slides from my presentation are in the show notes for this episode of the podcast if you'd like to check out the three specific examples that I shared in my talk. After my presentation and the cameras stopped rolling, the discussion in the room led to why the perception of our industry is at the level that it is, and someone asked me what I believe needs to be done to move the needle. My response was simply this: our conversations need to change. In real estate, we spend an enormous amount of time talking about our listings, our experience, our reviews, our awards, and our results. It certainly doesn't help that the content at some of our major industry events is, for the most part, focused on improving the numbers on only these things in a real estate business, whether that be through new marketing tactics, short-term lead generation strategies, or some campaign that landed one agent a few potential leads one time. The more we as real estate professionals keep speaking about ourselves in our marketing, the more platforms that will continue to emerge that allow consumers to rate, review, and select their agent, basically picking from a list instead of having only one agent in mind. Agents who go out of their way to be radically transparent and inherently helpful with their marketing aren't one of three agents called into a listing presentation. They don't need to rely on ratings and review sites to win new business because, in addition to all of their other marketing and lead generation strategies, they are delivering marketing that people actually want, instead of what we typically do in real estate, which is deliver marketing that people mildly tolerate. You don't need me to remind you of Roy Morgan's Image of Trusted Professions, CoreLogic's Perceptions of Real Estate Agents, and Edelman's Trust Barometer Surveys, which all show an unwavering low level of trust for real estate professionals. Instinctively, despite numerous surveys, we all know what the public thinks of real estate professionals. So what do we do about it? Is it by constantly interrupting people with our listings, reviews, awards and results? Or just like McDonald's, is it by delivering inherently useful, radically transparent information? It's time for you to decide. Good luck. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Pros. Don't forget to visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au and register for one of our upcoming workshops. I hope to see you there. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.